within a car in it. Got some things you say and do. Tell me your brain cells off a few, and that is why I hate you.
Wicca, what's up, everybody?
Licky, licky, low.
All right. That works for me.
That is why I hate you.
What's going on today?
Tired, as usual, you know.
Yeah, I'm tired, too. And I had plans today to do a bunch of yard work. We got landscaping done in our front yard. We got the front of the house. I don't know if you recall, but the front of my house just looked overgrown.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Yeah, there's just giant pricker bushes. They pulled everything out of the front and then put new, but like 14 new, you know, they're baby bushes, but new bushes in, put new mulch down, and then completely cleaned the yard up, like got rid of everything, all the sticks, all the branches. Yeah, it looks different because it's so, like, the front of our house used to be covered because there's just giant bushes everywhere.
I'll be honest, it looked like your house is being retaken by the earth.
No, I get it. It's now, it just looks like the front of a house.
Looks like a house.
you can see everything, and there's, you know, the baby bushes. And
there's
something
really jarring about a non-condemned building looking like that.
I know. The bushes were so overgrown, there's nothing I could do about it because a lot of them were pricker bushes. I was like, I'm not messing with those or trying to cut those down.
You just need one to fly into your eye. I know. Can have eye pro, but it can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wasn't up for that. So they completely redid it. It looks awesome. But I had, I don't know, four or five other yard work things that I wanted to get done today. Mm. So my brother came over early this morning. We borrowed my neighbor's truck. We drove over, picked up a full flatbed of mulch, like 50 bags of mulch for the playground area. Mm. And then we went back over to get a bunch of dirt, like 50 bags of topsoil, because I needed that for another area. And it just started pouring rain. That's like, yeah. God damn it. So by the time we got back, it was so wet out. It was like, nope, not doing this today. That's great.
Yeah, so, your back's going to love it tomorrow.
My back's not going to be happy tomorrow with me lifting 100 bags of mulch. I mean, my brother helped me, but yeah, a lot of mulch, a lot of topsoil. So we got it all back, but yeah, can't do anything. It's too wet outside.
Yep. Which, just, I mean, at least we had like one really, like, really nice day. Yesterday was really nice.
Yes, yesterday was beautiful. Should have done it yesterday. But whatever. I figured at least I got picking up all of that material accomplished. I did something, you know, something got done. So I'm trying to look at it in a positive light, and then I can do the rest tomorrow. And I can still do a couple things today. Like, I might still pressure wash outside today. And I have, I got new lights to put outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever bought any sort of smart light stuff, but Govee, their stuff is really good, and it's like a quarter of the price of the Philips stuff. The Philips stuff is so fucking expensive. I got it's ridiculous. I got a string of 15 outdoor lights for $40 to go along the walkway.
My wife and I move into our new house whenever that happens in the future. My plan for outdoor lights, if there aren't any, are to get smart lights and just be done with it. Like, no Christmas lights, none of that. It's all going to be smart lights.
Well, so they also sell like house smart lights where you can literally put them under all the eaves so that you have them for Christmas and they can be year-round use. I'd like to do that at some point, but I need to get somebody to do it because I'm not going up on my roof for
I'm not going on a ladder either. Yeah, I'm not. But absolutely not.
These are just a string that go in the ground, and then I got a string of spotlights. So they were cheap. They were so cheap compared to the Philips stuff. I'm going to set those up, and then like the playoffs are happening, so I can make them all red, white, and blue for the Rangers.
You know, I really love those people like that buy projectors for lights on their house.
Oh, like
and
us?
And then you guys do it.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny when they don't gauge, like, it's a spotlight, so it's going to project in a circle as they're too close to their house, and it just, like, this one eye of a storm in the middle of their house.
I thought you were just shitting on the general. No, because...
No.
Christmas lights in our house are a point of contention, because I think Christmas is stupid, and I don't like Christmas, and I don't like all the fanfare and all the lights. And my wife, obviously, as we've talked about previously on our Christmas Spirit episode, fucking loves it. So I refuse to go out and put up a bunch of fucking lights. So she just got the projectors so that
splitting the difference,
we could have lights on the house. And they actually look good. If you put them far enough away, they cover the whole house, and then they like twinkle green and red, and they look pretty cool. They look okay. You know, they look pretty good for, it's better than nothing, not nothing, I guess. And we also have the inflatables.
We had like lights that got left outside because if I don't do it, nobody else does. And I have an issue with anything that's outside of my normal cycle.
I don't mind sticking a stake in the ground and then hitting the on button. It takes 2 minutes. I put those on smart outlets so that they cycle on and off automatically too.
Yeah. Like for me, it's like the stuff is outside and there's like, we have so many spiders here that they're just all on everything. And I realize I have a limit. Like when it comes to bugs, because I'm not generally freaked out if I see them. If they're like slimy bugs or centipedes, millipedes, that they freak me out on sight.
Anything with that many legs is terrifying.
Yeah, like spiders, I don't like. I really don't. But I can refuse to kill them. I can just like you know what? It's good.
I usually leave spiders alone because I just was taught leave spiders alone. Because they kill other bugs. So they'll kill all the other shitty bugs.
Absolutely. And I had to reteach myself that because my dad is so terrified of spiders that I was the one that had to kill spiders for him, even though I was just as afraid of spiders as he is.
Okay, I get it. So yeah, I the only spider I hated, I don't know why, but my security camera outside for like a year straight, there was this one orb spider that refused to stop building a web.
I love right orb weavers. I actually do like orb weavers.
It wouldn't stop putting the web right in front of the camera. So I go check pretty it. Funny. There's just a giant spider web in the camera. Like at night, you couldn't see shit because it was just reflecting off the spider web. It was so irritating.
My wife got mad at me because I have a rule. If it's in the house, I may kill you. If you're outside of the house, I'll leave you alone. And right in front of my front door, there was a hole.
Okay. And
an orb weaver made its home there, so there was this like coned nest that like spiraled into that part of the wall, and my wife was like, "You gotta kill it." I was like, "No, first of all, we get a bunch of weird bugs out here. I don't want to kill it. I want to leave it."
Living in the country was a bit of a culture shock for me after living in the. I mean, I lived not a city, but in the city, you know, near us where all the houses are packed together, and there's not really a lot of rodents or anything like that other than squirrels running around. And then once we moved out here where it's the country, it's rural, there's mice everywhere. There's groundhogs, there's rabbits, there's deer. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, so I'm literally just like a few hours ago, I'm on my way back from picking up all the dirt and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And we're coming up the road and there's a truck like right around the corner from my house, just in the middle of the road. And there's a woman holding a whip, like an actual whip. And then as we start, like driving a little past, like my brother was driving, he slows down and he's like, "What the fuck?" And we hear she just starts smacking the whip on the ground, going, "Hey, we didn't know what she was saying. And then we realize up the road are two hunting dogs chasing a pack of deer. So I guess I don't know about hunting dogs, but I guess the whips are a way they use.
It's like a sound.
They must have been trying to get the dog's attention, getting them to come back. But these two fucking hunting dogs chase the deer through my entire neighborhood, through my backyard, across to the land behind me, just fucking going nuts after these deer. And they're out there with their whips, smacking the ground, screaming. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And my brother kept slowing down, like, "Whoa, whoa." I was like, "Just go home. Just go home." I was like, "I don't want anything to do with these crazy people. They're fucking whips."
But you know what? Actually, I've got to look into that. Because if you really think about it, it makes sense, like, especially if they're not trying to necessarily hunt or kill the deer,
right,
but herd them away from like housing areas.
I don't know what the fuck was going on, but it seemed like they were hunting deer because
did they have,
they looked guns? Like hunting dogs.
No. Did the people have guns?
I think what happened was the dogs got away and they happened upon the deer and just started fucking chasing after them. And then the people were trying to get them come the fuck back. If anybody that's listening knows about that, using hunting dogs, if that's a thing that they use a bullwhip normally, but I mean, just driving down the street and seeing a woman with a truck in the middle of the road holding a bullwhip was bizarre.
Oh my God. Just imagine a battle whip, Karen. Just like this lady, like she starts a fight. You see the person with their phone and she's like, "What are you doing here? Wowie? What?
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck
up. Get your manager. whip the phone out of the person's hand.
Straight up Indiana Jones style. Yeah, that would be something else.
But last night, going back to the other thing, I realized my limit with bugs is just don't touch me. I just don't want to be touched by it. So my cat was being weird, which, you know, they're cats, so they do that. But I forget, like, when he's hunting, like, mice, I know how he's doing it. I know what he's doing. But usually he'll be, like, the kids will drop something on the floor and he'll be fucking with it.
Right.
And, like, what was it? A few days ago, I caught him with a chicken bone.
Oh, really?
Because my daughter was eating chicken. I guess she doesn't stay over her plate. And she has to talk to everybody in the house.
I have that conversation with my daughter and my son every night. Like, you're supposed to eat with your head over the plate. Like, that's
no, no, no. I'm talking about she gets up and walks away from her food to talk to somebody in another room.
All right, because that sounds more like my son.
But yeah, she just gets up and leaves. And then when the cat goes after her food, she gets mad. Like, then stay with your food.
My son does that with the dog. Same thing. He'll take his whatever, bread, sandwich or something, walk over the living room, or his chicken nuggets, and then gets mad when the dog tries to get him. Like, you know the dog's going to try to get him. It's a dog. He wants food.
And not to mention, she gets mad just me telling her not to. I don't even, like, raise my voice or be authoritative about it. I just, like, you should stay over your food. And she gets mad because I know she knows she's wrong.
Of course.
But... so the cat's being weird, but I didn't see what he was looking at, but he kept looking at the grocery bag. We have a canvas bag that's hanging on one of the chairs.
Okay.
And he's just looking at it. And I look inside of it to see, like, what is he looking for? And he's like circling the chair. And okay, you know, I'm just going to leave you to hunt whatever you're doing or just be weird by yourself. I go into the kitchen. Now, mind you, I'm just wearing a tank top and I think I'm closing everything up so I can go to bed. Cause I had just made dinner hours before, so I have to like clean things up and I feel something fall on the back of my head and then rub my neck.
Oh, that's the worst feeling. I think everybody's had that happen at one point or another.
I instantly rip my shirt off over my head, just scrubbing my entire head.
Was it a spider?
I like balled my shirt up, start rubbing all over because now my skin's crawling.
Throw
my shirt down. And I look and had jumped. I guess it jumped when I threw my shirt off originally into the sink. A cricket.
Oh, it was
like
a cricket?
One of those cave cricket. Not even just a normal cricket, a cave cricket. So they look terrifying.
Yeah,
they're
big
harmless.
Ones.
They're crickets.
Right.
But they like make like clicking noises, like really loud clicking noises without rubbing their legs together.
Right.
They're just. They're like
that
the Rice Krispies of crickets.
I just finished a book called Close Your Eyes by my favorite author, J.A. Conrath, and it's a horror novel, a lot of body horror, and it was all bugs. So it was all bugs coming out of people's like skin and mouth and nose, and I the whole time reading it, my skin was just crawling. It was he mentioned in the beginning like this is a really horrific, like this is a real body horror focused book.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, I'm used to that. No, the bug stuff was a little much. It's fucking terrifying thinking about bugs crawling out of people's eyes and like maggots burrowing into people's eyes and shit. It was fucked up.
I really questioned my manhood. Not last night because I already know where I am in my life at this point. But
would you
when
look
I was
down
in
and
the...
say, "Hey, buddy, I got a couple questions for you."
Oh no, it skittered away into the sink. So
no, I meant your manhood.
Oh, possibly. No, so I was in the Philippines. I was deployed in the Philippines, and it rained for like 6 hours.
Okay.
Heavy rain, 6 hours, and I'm under this hutch, this large hutch, and there's like 12 of us, and we have our cots and everything. We're just gonna go to sleep.
Okay.
And I don't sleep outside before. I don't do camping, so this is like, oh, this sucks, but whatever. It's warm. I have my uniform on and everything, so I'll be good. I'm outside, and since it rained, once the rain stopped, all the insects came and lived under the hutch with us.
Ooh.
Just swarms and swarms of unnameable insects. And I woke up out of dead sleep, constantly slapping myself, freaking out every time one of them touched me. But
gross.
I had to be a man, and I couldn't like scream outwardly because then I was just going to be taunted relentlessly.
You know, every one of you in there wanted to, though.
Oh, I'm sure we all.
You're all holding it in.
Just like, oh, get it!
off.
Like, we're all freaking out.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take a shit. And I walked off and I took the keys to the truck and I just went into the truck and stayed there for the rest of the night.
Yeah. Why?
I was like, yeah,
that's
not
a very good idea. Would you
sleep
like, in
I'm
the
not
truck?
Doing this. I'm yeah, not doing this terrible. At all. The bugs. Oh, so many bugs.
Bug talk. We could just do an episode called Bugs. Yeah, I hate bugs.
Nah,
I hate all
forms
of bugs. We get a lot of stink bugs here, too, which I'm
yeah,
sure you do.
They don't bother me. My wife is terrified of
them.
They don't
bother me either, but they smell really bad if you accidentally crush one. I usually just pick them up in a tissue and flush them, you know, so that
for me, I realize stink bugs are incredibly, amusingly stupid.
Oh,
they're just
yeah.
very, like, they look as goofy as they are.
They do. They look like a Pixar character from Bug's Life.
Really
like, goofy-ass, dumb-ass bug.
Like a rejected Godzilla creature. Like, yeah. just, they're yeah. slow. They can't stick for too long because their bodies are so weird. We're starting to get the skinny ones now. Like, I guess we're getting vegan stink bugs because they're really skinny.
They're avoiding eating meat. Oh, God, I don't want to get the vegans. Fucking vegans. Yeah, we didn't get enough time on the last episode to bitch enough about vegans and the mostly the sanctimonious nature. You wanted to talk. You had other shit we were just talking about.
Oh, I was just thinking. I was just thinking goofy shit afterwards, just randomly. And I was just kind of like, man. So if I want to be a smart, like I was thinking of like a solution kind of thing, because I agree with veganism to the degree that one is more sustainable. To kind of live like that in nature, to like not maybe not consume plants to the level in which we consume animals, but like
yeah.
to taper back consumption of animal product.
Let's talk about it this way. Like if we were like living in the 1800s and you had to like kill your own meat and stuff.
Yeah, that would
be a lot easier. Just grow plants and eat those. Yeah.
But we updated. And so
yeah,
like
had,
our memory is update. Cannot keep up with the RAM. And so we're doing the same thing with oil. Like we're bleeding the planet, but we're just constant consumption with no solution in sight.
I was having a conversation about that with my daughter the other day because she brought up different types. We went past the big solar farm, and I was just like, yeah, it's kind of funny, you know, like we could put out solar panels and just literally just take energy from the light from the sun, and we could put up wind turbines, and we could collect. Power from water that's flowing.
Yep.
But we're like, nah, we're going to dig in the ground and pull out this goop and use that
instead. And we're apparently running out of water too. So
it's like just interesting water. To me that that's what came about first. Like we were like, oh, we can blow this shit up and use that to make electricity instead of somebody coming up with a better idea to use wind or water power. Like solar, I get you have to develop the solar panels and understand that technology, and that's something that has to be really invented, but I don't feel like there's a lot of work necessary to invent, you know, once you have the ability to store power in a battery, like using the wind or using water seems like it would have been a very quick and easy solution. I don't know, obviously I don't know
well,
a lot because
we
our
equate
energy needs.
Money and access with intelligence, so like the people who make the decisions have all the money to make things go, but they're not necessarily smart. They just
True.
Know how to keep what they already have.
It just seems like, oh, hey, we could very easily get power from these renewable, easy sources, or we could dig in the ground and try to find
But as you say, like, I ultimately agree with the ethos of like vegetarianism, veganism. I'm not
sure.
trying to mix the two. I'm just saying I understand. But
I was just saying at its face, you know, the whole idea of ethical, you know, ethical treatment of animals, I don't think anybody would disagree with.
Would right? disagree, yeah, absolutely. So ultimately, as I said, I agree with that. But when I was really thinking about it, I was like, okay, so if you want to use the argument, because I was looking at that vegan teacher, some of her arguments, it's like, you know, don't consume animal byproduct or animal product. Went to what degree? Because you're saying like unfertilized eggs that came from an animal, so you don't eat it.
Right.
Or oils or use, you know, this glue
Even
or whatever.
The unfertilized egg is literally just going to go in the garbage otherwise.
Yeah. And
there's
like,
no other use for it.
Like most of the plants you eat come from farmed animals,
right.
be it a free air farm or whatever, still a farm.
Yeah.
So you're domesticating that animal.
You got horses, plows.
Yeah, and so since that being the case, because you're not saying harmony with animals, you're just saying don't kill them because we're superior and we can, you know, we can do this.
Well, don't kill them and don't use any byproduct.
Any product from them, so you can't eat plants that grow out of their shit. Like, that's by that logic.
Good point.
Which
we can only grow because
that's just me being a smartass. That's splitting hairs. Yeah. That's me splitting hairs. Sure. But leading into that, I was like, but if everybody went vegan, we would still need farms.
Yeah.
And we would have to farm a lot. And that actually means that we would have to domesticate a lot of animals. And if we didn't do that, then a lot of plants would just die.
Right, because we wouldn't have the shit to fertilize.
Yeah. Because it's the same problem with, like, you know, people with anti-racism and stuff like that. It's like, you're thinking of, like, well, this bad thing needs to stop. Yes, that bad thing needs to stop. But you have no thing going forward or even considering the things that already happened. There's still the ripple effect we're dealing with. How do we stop the ripple from turning into a tsunami? If you stop the initial problem, that's not going to stop the ripples.
Well, it's just a matter of not looking at it as a binary and just
figuring
out where in the gray area you're okay being, right? Like, if you really want to come down.
Exactly.
I mean, we put up the YouTube video and we had we did a Sovereign Citizens episode, and that video got a bunch of views and had people commenting. We put up the vegan video. It's already starting to collect views. And again, for us, that's like, you know, 100, whatever on YouTube. We don't get a ton of YouTube views because it's not
our itty bitty teeny tiny. It's not.
Well, that's not even our primary place. So we're primarily a podcast. We just post up there.
The numbers.
But like somebody posted, the comment was, you hate them because their existence forces you to question the lifestyle choices you've taken for granted. No, I don't take any of it for granted. I'm very happy eating meat, and I don't take that for granted at all, that I don't have to go and kill it myself and that it's farmed for me and somebody does the butchering and I can just go buy it in a store or have it delivered to my house, or however you get it. If they looked within themselves and dealt with serious questions, then came out the opposite conclusion than the one you assume is right, then what might that say about you? I don't care that they came to the opposite conclusion.
I couldn't even make heads or tails of that statement.
I don't really understand
that portion of the statement.
But just, I don't care that they came to another conclusion. It's the sanctimonious nature of it, of I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm going to fucking shove it down your throat, and you're bad if you're not like me. That's completely the opposite of what I think they were trying to say. I'm not saying you're bad if you're vegans are bad because they're not like me. I'm saying vegans are annoying because they think I'm bad because I'm not like them. You react with anger because you feel that you should not have to deal with these questions. I don't think this person listened to the episode at all.
No, they absolutely didn't.
we're just having fun. We don't have anger or hate.
They only read the title because it's called "And That Is Why I Hate You."
Right. Yep.
Which is fine.
I don't care. We've talked early on about how it's hyperbole. I don't care if people don't take the time to understand that. Whatever. I'm fine with that.
I've only gotten really angry like once on this show.
Yeah, but it's placed time when it was deserved. You are only projecting your own repressed guilt onto them. I have no guilt. Hating vegans as a group for choices they've made and for the proselytizing actions of a minority of them is a you problem, not a them problem. And again,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
This person said that line was the proselytizing of the minority of the vegan population is a you problem. That makes no fucking sense. Because how is it a me problem when they proselytize?
Right. They're making it a me problem. I'm not making it a me problem. They're making it a me problem.
Yeah, and in a crowd of people, let's say a crowd of 100 people, if one of them has a soapbox and they're standing on top of that soapbox, you're going to notice them among everyone else. If no one in that group pulls that person off the soapbox, they become the representative of that group.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
End of story.
I mean, that's...
How is that a problem?
Look at our politics. That's how it goes. Somebody's up on their soapbox and they become the figurehead for the party, you know, or a figurehead for the party. That's how it works.
And among the line of saying projection, this person literally did that. I think I even mentioned a specific point in about hypocrisy, and that is the thing that really annoys me about it.
Yeah.
And this person literally did that. They didn't listen to the show at all. Didn't they just brought up points proving everything that you and I said in that episode.
Yeah, that's the problem when you don't actually listen to the argument and you just respond.
Because they're not going to listen back. They're not even going to listen to a response. They want an argument.
We only talked about it for like 15, 20 minutes in that in the last episode. Yeah, so it's not exactly, even like there was that much to listen to.
And mind you, when you showed that to me last night, I listened. I did a thing that I'd never do. And I actually listened to the episode just to see. Not to see if they... I wanted to see if they... I knew they didn't listen to the episode. But I wanted to see if there was any points that were made that strengthened whatever they had to say. No, this person was an internet drone in my head because they just rattled off a whole bunch of like pretentious nonsense.
Yep, that did not
improve the point even more.
Yeah, did not go with what we had said to begin with. It was like they were talking to someone else.
Yeah, they were literally projecting their own like insecurities about their position. They know that they have the moral correct idea, but it was the same thing I said before. Your heart's in the right place, but your head isn't up your ass. Like you don't you don't know.
That's a t-shirt.
What you're talking about.
Your heart's in the right place, but your head is up your ass.
It's really bad.
I gotta write that down.
I know he's probably gonna post a video, but the amount of like the cherubic look on his face.
I like when a good t-shirt idea comes up. But anyway, I don't know why people feel the need to just, it's the internet. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it was literally, that was the preem like internet annoying person. Like they're just,
I'm not surprised. Hopefully we get more comments. I want feed my hate. I love it.
Yeah. I don't understand the internet. I don't understand people, but I don't understand the internet necessarily, because you literally will argue any point against like reasonability. Why would being reasonable be a problem?
Being reasonable is a very rare trait these days in any human being.
It's seen as a bad trait.
It's just weird. I think most people, like the people I encounter when I'm just out and about wherever I go, for the most part are nice and decent people and seem to be polite. And it just doesn't track. It's just so weird. It's like there's two different faces, you know?
Well, that's literally what it is.
Everybody in public and in person it makes you wonder like what's really in the heart of human beings, the way people act on the internet when they're anonymous and when they don't really necessarily feel like they have to face any consequences. It's like, are people really just generally horrible, evil human beings? Like, is that just the way we are?
While I was doing dishes yesterday, I was actually going through that thought process, which is like, the internet makes us all terrible. We are our worst selves. Just, even if we're decent on the internet, the internet just makes us our worst selves. So people who are just actually fucking garbage people,
but is that
are just 12 times worse
but on the internet. That our true selves are we revealing our true selves when we're on the internet and people are just terrible?
Well, it's not on purpose. I don't think it's really on purpose, because I think a lot of human survival came from being affable, and the internet, there's no real need for affability, because
you think it's just repressed
everything is a consumer product.
Sure.
So we don't have to try. Social media is one of the worst things to happen to us mentally.
Yeah.
Because not saying these problems haven't been around, but like, gauging and like controlling, learning to even take responsibility for your own like issues, even if it's something out of your control, you at least will try to say, okay, this is something I need to work on.
I mean, you know, I'm not a fan of them so much anymore, but Penn Jillette used to talk a lot about how, you know, when the internet came around, he really had this, I don't know, I think everybody had this wonderful feeling like this was going to be this amazing thing that changed the world and was going to bring people together, and then we didn't realize it just had the opposite effect. It brought people together but only to argue and spread dumb shit and to yell at each other.
Yeah, I truly miss the days of food pictures, and I'm not talking about Instagram food pictures. I'm literally pictures? Talking about like some annoying person on your friends list that like posted, "Oh, I'm making eggs tonight," and there's this plate of eggs. Like, I don't give a shit. And the internet was only really awful during sports and election times.
I miss late 90s, early 2000s internet when it wasn't quite as widespread. Social media didn't quite exist yet.
People weren't making money on their social media.
People weren't making money online at all, really, other than some small e-shops eBay. That had started.
Nope. Yeah, eBay and stuff like that.
I mean, but even eBay was still really early early 90s.
It was a very early internet auction, like auctioneering site.
It was like we started the internet and we're like, okay, we're going to use this for fun things. We're going to be able to go get information and find cool pictures and porn.
That took like, an hour to load a single picture.
Yeah, but it was worth it.
And you tied up the phone line for it.
But it was worth it for that one picture of Pamela Anderson from the 1994 Playboy issue or whatever she was in. And then I don't know, we just ruined it. We had this great thing that allowed us to just be connected to massive amounts of information, and we changed it to allow us to be connected to each other.
The internet quite literally feels like a capitalist nightmare. Not again, it just feels that way. It's just like it's every 2 seconds there's an ad.
Doesn't mean it's not.
Yeah. Every 2 seconds there's an ad. There's always somebody trying to make some kind of money off of you. Even people they're trying to make money off of you. The fact that people on YouTube have to say, like, subscribe, and comment down below. I want to see your comments down below. Like, nigga, no, you don't. You don't want to see my comments.
No.
You just really just want engagement so it pushes the algorithm. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
And I understand that you have to do it, which is the part that sucks. They have to do that in order to make any kind of money doing it.
Yeah,
and absolutely. And given the fact that nobody can live and do the thing they want without having to get paid at least a living wage for it, sucks.
Sure, absolutely.
Like, careers are nothing but pipe dreams at this point.
I know, and the fact that somebody can go on YouTube and make, really a shit ton of money if they get enough views on their videos is like, as opposed to actual helpful, real job. I don't want to say real jobs because we need entertainment.
Because we do the same thing with sports ball players and construction workers. I've been saying that for years. Like, a basketball player can have a contract for like $3 million. Yet, like, old Tony over here has been working construction for 30 some odd years. He's fallen off of scaffolding twice.
He's never going to make that
money. He never sees his family or wife, or Joe who works, or Joe or Joanne that works at the garbage company, stinking all the high hell when they come home, getting up at fucking 8 p.m. to make the hour commute to the city. Or hour, 2 hour commute to the city, get home at 4 a.m. What I'm saying is like they don't get paid even a fraction.
I know. How did it work out that way that the shittiest jobs get paid so much less?
Because the richest people are in control.
It's just
the shitty things that they like. It's what we value as a society.
No, you're right. It's just crazy that the shittiest jobs make the least amount of money. It's like, what? It's just so backwards. Like, if an alien came down to Earth, and we were like, yeah, that person collects our shit, and they're like, oh my god, that smells
There's
terrible.
Literally a job where people have to sift through our shit.
What the fuck is that? You have somebody going through your waste products, and we're like, yeah. We're like, well, they must be the rich and famous of your culture. Like, no, they make like $12 an hour.
If that. Wait,
what? The people who sift through your literal waste products make the least amount of money? What kind of fucked up planet is this? And then they fly away, and they don't help
fucking
us.
Leave. They're like, you guys,
we were talking about the other
real
day.
Cognitive dissonance.
We want the aliens
right
to
now.
Come and take us. Yeah, we had the eclipse here in our area too.
Oh, there was an eclipse? I had a bit of a smoke screen.
Yeah, I had a smoke screen too. But I, my kids really wanted the glasses, and I waited till the last possible fucking minute. And I tried like 3 stores, and none of them had them. And I was like, I'm just gonna start calling. I started calling stores, and like the stores I called, like half of them literally answered the phone, would go like, Dollar General, we don't have any solar glasses. How can I help you?
Hang up. You don't even say anything.
I just laughed and went, thank you. Hung up. It's like, okay. But I was fortunate
that sounds like a you thing to do.
Well, I was fortunate my wife's school bought glasses for like all the kids, so they had a bunch of extra. So I had to drive up to her school to get the glasses for us to use them for about half a second when it started. Because when it started, it was clear.
I had to do that too. It was worth me not getting in trouble with my wife. But it's different because we had glasses. Her mother gave us glasses.
Oh, okay.
She gave it to us before we left. And it was during, Easter get together. So it was like the house is full of people.
Right.
Because my brother-in-law has like 20 kids. And
that's a lot of kids.
No, he doesn't have 20 kids. He has like 5, which is still a lot of kids. Still a lot.
These days, it's a lot. Yeah.
But we had a full house of people. So they had bought, blackout glasses.
Right.
She gave it to us in the middle of right after dinner. Like, we didn't leave. Nobody was leaving for hours after that. Kids all over the place. I'm like, okay. And she handed it to my wife. My wife put them down. And I left because my wife and I took 2 separate cars. I'd take the kids because my daughter gets overwhelmed. I can't, we don't want a tantrum or anything.
Right, I get it.
So, we went home. And a day or two passed. My wife goes, did you get the solar glasses? Like, no. I didn't take them with me. They're on the counter. And she goes, I think I left them at my mom's. So that day she went there.
Sorry, this looks terrible. Oh. I wrote ATIW on the background behind me, and it's like not even in frame. Back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's kind of bowed a little bit.
Yeah, it's bowed. It's not in frame. It's
behind your large head.
It's backwards, at least in the video, because that's what I don't know why video cameras are set to do that. Like, even when I make Instagram videos, it keeps them backwards. Like, I guess because
that's
what we're used to
seeing. That's technically how our eyes work, but our brain makes
it. Yeah, but
right.
You'd think that it would reflect it the correct way, right?
Nah, I don't think so. It's been years since I took photography class, but they explained why, and it's mainly because of our brains.
But I want the text to be the right way, so I made that video with the new
Photoshop
shirt.
Photoshop it.
No, but I made the video with the new shirt, and the text is backwards on the shirt in the video.
Then write it backwards.
It's just get everything printed backwards.
That's why screen printing. If you put something on the shirt, it has to be backwards when you have it.
Sure.
And when you put it on, it's correct.
No, I understand the concept of things being reversed and
how
mirrors
work. What your problem
is. I'm just saying it should reflect what you would see in actuality. Like the camera, if somebody was looking at me, would not see everything backwards. The camera just decides to reverse everything because that's what I would see in a mirror.
She goes there. Somehow, her mom gave away our glasses, but doesn't know to who.
Great.
So I'm assuming my brother-in-law's kids got them, even though they had their own.
I don't get it.
I was just like, how? So then my wife had to she sent me to a Catholic school to pick up glasses. I'm like, so you're giving me my 2 worst fears. three, going outside, having to go to a church.
Oh, yeah, I hate churches.
And a school during work hours, but not with a child with me. Like, I don't have my children with me.
It just looks like some
just like this grown man with like a hoodie and a hat on because I don't feel uncomfortable leaving my house without a Target on my back and going to this school.
That's awful.
To ask for some stupid blockout glasses that I can't use.
So which school? Wait, which school did you go to?
I don't remember. It's a Catholic school that's around here.
Okay,
it's like
gotcha.
A few minutes away.
Well, at least we both got them and our kids were happy. I mean, my kids were happy.
No, my son hated it.
My kids were happy. They were okay with it. I mean, I hated it. My daughter was a little disappointed the next day. My neighbor asked, she's like, did you see the eclipse? And my daughter was like, it was kind of dumb.
my son was laying in bed and he goes, it was a really bad eclipse day.
Yeah.
It was just really bad.
Well, yeah, it's because it was so overhyped. Everybody made such a big deal like this. Oh my God, it's just once in a lifetime event. It's like, okay, the moon's going to block the sun for a little while. So
I think we had a total eclipse at least twice in our lifetime.
There's going to be more, I guess,
younger.
Just in our area. It might not be for another 20 or 30 years or some shit like that. But they happen in other parts it's just the path of it changes, you know? So
yeah,
the next one is just not necessarily going to be anywhere near our area. It might be, you know, out in California or something where you'd see it. I don't know.
The earthquake I thought was a bigger event, which I'm just going to say this now. And I'm, this was the first earthquake I was ever in. Well, okay. The only one I've ever noticed.
I feel like this is the
second been through two. There was apparently another one in 2011, but I wasn't here.
Yeah,
I remember
there being another one, somewhere. But it was very similar where it wasn't, it was just kind of like a rumble noise and that was it. This one was loud.
Yeah, no, this one shook my entire house, which I was just like, oh God, a fucking tree is about to fall.
Yeah.
Like my brain went there. My wife had a panic. My kids didn't notice. My kids weren't here, but like they didn't notice. They didn't even know there was an earthquake. But the instant thought after like I realized it was an earthquake, it was, I understand why people thought they needed to sacrifice virgins to volcanoes.
Yeah.
Because even that tiny little rumble, my monkey brain was just like, must feed, make God happy.
Earth, God mad, must prevent apocalypse.
I get it. Earthquakes make you stupid.
It was just like this really, really loud noise that, and I didn't really feel a lot of shaking, but my first thought was that because over the last 6 months, my boiler had overheated twice and I needed a control box, but I got that replaced. So it shouldn't have done it anymore. And when that happens, like it just sounds like a rumbling coming from the basement. And then it shoots out all the water and there's steam everywhere, but it just, the pipes rattle and it's. So I thought it was that. And then I thought to myself, it's fixed. It can't be that. So I was, no, it's not that. And then my second thought was it must be a truck outside or something, like a big truck rolling along or somebody doing construction or something. And then come to find out not that long later, like, no, earthquake, not supposed to happen in our area, but it does. But, you know,
there's a fault line in Jersey.
Yeah, but it's still not something that's supposed to typically happen, you know?
It didn't typically happen.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
It's not supposed to happen. And it
ever?
Did. Yeah, ever. We're not supposed to get. That's one
plates
of the nice
move, look, Matthew.
We live in this fucking shitty area where it gets cold in the winter and snows and it's awful because we don't have to deal with hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes. That's
which
the,
we've gotten like. It, what was we had a tornado?
We did have a tornado, and we did have a hurricane. It was called Sandy. It was really bad.
Yeah, what the hell?
But the idea is, we're not supposed to have to deal with that stuff on a regular basis. Like, you know, the Midwest deals with tornadoes all the time, and the lower eastern part of the United States deals with hurricanes all the time.
That's a testament to how dumb of a fucking creature we are.
And the West deals with earthquakes all the time.
Yeah, like, we just love to live in these places.
Shitty fucking snowstorms and blizzards. That's what we deal with in our area.
Yeah.
In New York.
Well, I was watching a thing about Pompeii as a kid. And we were all thinking like, why would people live under a volcano? Then we grow up, it's like people live literally in Hurricane Alley.
Yeah.
Willingly.
I mean, knowing
and
where
they
come
back.
A storm cellar that they know there's alarms that are going to go off, like the purge, and they know that means go get in your fucking cellar because another tornado is ripping through this area.
Yeah, just like the air, the thing that goes into your lungs and you poop back out of your mouth just wants to kill you and take everything with it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, God created the earth, but made it really fucked up, made it try
really,
to kill us all the time.
So there's like this, what's it called? The perfect conditions argument that I hear a lot with religion. And just like, perfect conditions?
You
mean just so happens. That's what you mean.
Well, there's the scientific argument that's like, we are, it's the perfect conditions, the perfect storm of conditions for the Big Bang to happen, for life to be created. And we're just the one out of billions and billions of areas or times or universes where that actually happened. And then there's the other side where people go, no, the only way it could be perfect conditions is if God made them perfect conditions. And yeah,
God made it perfect for us to live in.
Yeah
that's why you can breathe underwater. That's why you can fly.
Yeah, that's why there's tornadoes and earthquakes and typhoons and hurricanes. And that's why
that was just God's wrath. Why would so is God good or bad? That's like, well, if God mix up what's good and bad.
It's like if you got a puppy and then the first time it's just on the ground, you just beat the shit out of it.
Right?
How dare you, shit?
You know what? I'm just going to give you hurricanes.
Actually, that's not even comparable because I didn't create the fucking puppy. It's even worse.
Right?
It's even worse.
That absolutely. And I mean, just, oh my God. And you can't even say that with, like, your own children, because you only partially responsible for creating your children.
Yeah, right.
Humans do, like, a singular human does not make anything on its own.
Yeah, you're partially responsible.
Anything living on its own.
You created the connection, but you didn't create the sperm and the egg that would, you didn't invent them. Maybe your body created them, but you didn't create the fact that
they
exist.
You didn't create them. You didn't make any of that. You don't even know who you are, because you are split into multiple things.
Right.
The mind, the body, and the soul. That's what you believe you are.
I think there's a mind and body. That's it.
If I wanted to believe in the soul, I think it is literally the electric currents that makes your brain go.
Sure. Okay. I can accept that argument.
That's how I feel about it.
All right. I accept that argument. Yeah, that works. That works for me. But I don't think there's something that's going to float off into outer space after I'm dead.
Oh, no. This is probably going to dissipate. I believe in energy. Like, you know.
Sure.
Entropy?
That's reasonable.
Yeah, like I'm one of those. I'm not a spiritualist, but I'm just like an energy man. It'll go in to do other things, dude. like I believe in that kind of stuff, but that's only like a me thing because I'm not presumptive enough to know.
Speaking
what
of
is what.
Souls and stuff, I finished American Horror Story 1984, and okay, two things. One, if you just accept that it's just a silly slasher series. And it's going to be silly. It's fine. The way they tried to make twists like they have with past seasons just didn't work. Because they either were stupid or you saw them coming a mile away. But there's one scene. I have to find the scene and send it to you. I literally thought it was a joke. Like, I was like, this has to be a joke. There's a scene where... Do you mind a quick, brief spoiler? Semi-spoiler?
Spoiler warning? I do not.
Okay. Little spoiler. There's one character played by Billy Lord named Montana, right? And... turns out she's a little fucked up, right? So she's talking to this other guy who loves her, and she decides to push him away, and she says to him, I'm fucked up. I'm a fucked up person. You know, I helped blah blah with killing or something. I'm not gonna go into full spoilers, but you know, I helped with the killings and blah blah. And then, like, literally a half a second later, she goes, don't look at me like that. I see the way you look at me now. It's like a half a second difference. Bad acting. Like, and she's not a bad actor.
It was probably edited really badly.
It was either edited bad. It was so bad. I was like, wait, was that supposed to be a joke? It was like a satire of soap opera acting you'd see on SNL. It was so bad. I got to find the clip and send it to you.
There's a very big possibility that there was a scene in the editing folder that they forgot to put in between.
It seemed like there was like 20 seconds missing in between. It was just like, no, it was me that helped with, don't look at me like that now. I see the way you're looking at me. And it was like, but he didn't react yet. Like, he didn't say anything.
At least like a reaction scene where he's just kind of like doing like the Edward staring at Bella look where he's just.
Right. She didn't give him time to react where he could make like a face or anything. She's just like, it was like so bad. It was like a bad stage production. Oh my God. It was terrible. It was the worst scene I've ever seen in any of the American Horror Story season so far. Out of what, fucking 10 seasons I think I've watched? No, 9 seasons.
It was
I've
just
watched
that
now.
Was a bad moment.
It was
a really
so
bad moment.
It was so bad. And it was just like, this show's not typically this poorly edited or cut or acted, so it was weird. Anyway.
Really quick, and then I pontificate.
Take your time.
Speaking of American Horror Story, did you see the trailer for Joker Folie à Deux?
I just watched it last night.
What did you think?
It looks pretty dope.
it looks pretty dope.
It looks like spot on. Like, just like, can't, I don't know. It just looks so fucking good.
I was one of the people that was just like, I'm going to follow it no matter what because DC property, sure. Todd Phillips, I'm going to see if I'm going to like it.
Come on.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn is like, yeah, why not? That's yeah.
And it seems like they changed the character. You know, it's not
No, they did.
Not definitely not the same Harley Quinn backstory.
I don't think she's a therapist.
Right. It seems like she's just another patient, maybe? Yeah, we don't know.
One thing I do like is that they really didn't give us much in way of story, story plot.
It was just
the trailer was really good.
Clips trailer, just lots of really dope looking scenes, really cool moments, really spectacular looking things that made you go, oh my God, that part's going to be cool. Oh, that looks awesome. Oh, what's happening here? Yeah, it was a good trailer. Really well
the
done.
The music, I'm getting again, goosebumps with thinking it being a musical, it. I was just like,
oh, it is a musical?
Yeah, it's a musical.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is absolutely a musical.
It's even better. Oh, it's so good.
And it's like, I like musicals, but I wouldn't imagine this. But then when I put it together with the dancing of the first movie being like really significant, I went, oh.
It has the potential to be.
This may work.
Really good. Really good.
So, and they're trying something. I'm like, please let this be good.
I can't see it being bad, but it has the potential to be unbelievable. Does that make sense?
I think the problem is, and this is the problem, I don't think it has the potential of being bad, just like you, but I feel like it has the potential of being mid, and that is a worse death.
I think it has a potential of being disappointing, because not living up to the hype, because it's getting hype. It's got hype.
Yeah. So the fact that it's coming out in October is just...
Oh, agreed. Between the first movie and the trailer, I think the hype is really, really high.
It's really high.
Set very high.
And you already know they're going to start some, the news is going to start some bullshit, controversies about the movie
as soon as it comes out.
And a bunch of incels are going to start some stupid bullshit online.
I really like Lady Gaga now. I mean, I always thought of her
as... I grew to like her. I really did.
I always just thought of her as, just a trashy pop star, because that's just... I hate pop is trashy.
I like the creativity. I mean, I like the creativity.
I do too, but I just always think of pop as trashy, and I thought of her as this pop icon, so trashy pop icon.
I can get it.
But she was really good in American Horror Story, despite that season not being great. Her acting was good. She did a nice job. And I'm looking forward to seeing her in this.
First of all, the fact that she made me realize that Bradley Cooper can sing.
Yeah.
In A Star is Born, I was just like, well.
Musically, if you've ever seen her just playing the piano and singing musically, there's
doubt that she's clips of her.
Incredibly talented in that respect. It was just, like I said, she's just this...
The initial branding.
Yeah.
Yeah, the initial branding.
Dress and stuff. I feel like she was just trying too hard.
It's the Madonna thing.
Yeah, and she didn't need to. She's just an impressive human being, period.
But you know what? It got people to remember who she is.
I guess
regardless, people will always know that.
I still mentioned it, right?
Speaking of trashy pop stars, apparently JoJo Siwa
is
in her bad girl phase.
Oh, God, what is she doing?
The song is so bad. I guess it's called I'm the Bad Girl Now or some bullshit.
God.
And she looks like a black swan figure skater in the music video. It looks really bad.
I didn't watch this.
And somebody commented, and I believe it sounds like a kids' bop song. But she's just like, I'm the bad girl, and I do bad things, and I even wear nose in my ring. Like, some stupid, like nose rings or some stupid shit. It's really bad.
Bad.
And then she did this interview. Now, the interview was the first thing I saw that made me look into it.
All right, continue.
Well, she's like, she's like, nobody else is doing this. Nobody in my generation is doing this kind of transition.
What?
I went, maybe you're talking about
now?
There's no
right
singers who are still around who were doing the kid thing as an adult right now. Miley Cyrus is still here and she's still young. What the fuck
Miley
are you talking
Cyrus,
about?
Demi Lovato, or
every
Gomez,
Disney girl.
They all did this.
Disney guy. All of them. Yeah. Jonas Brothers. All, who the fuck?
Yeah, they're all
trying
all
to start
it.
Controversy.
Well, to be fair, she's got to do something, because when she came out as gay, a lot of
nobody
parents.
Cared.
No, people cared.
I guess people
there were a
cared,
lot of parents who were their little girls looked up to her and were like, oh no, now she's a lesbian and my little kids can't look up to her anymore. Fuck her.
Yeah,
my little kids aren't allowed to
listen
to her.
My kids still
anymore.
Look like JoJo Siwa. For me, it's just like,
but
her legs are long. That freaks me out more than anything with her.
That were like, my kid's not listening to JoJo Siwa now because she's gay and I don't want her as a role model. Yeah, unfortunately, yes. So she did have to, I guess, deal with that to an extent.
Yeah.
You know,
for me, I joke about the fact that she looks like a She looks like a normal person wearing prosthetic legs. Like, I can't get over how, like, creepily long. Her legs are like spiders. They're just really long. I don't
know, maybe she's on stilts.
Freaks me out.
We don't know.
But, yeah, apparently, she had a Lizzo-style accusations going on with her, where she's, like, really mean behind stage, behind the scenes and shit like that. And it's just like,
oh, we've moved on to calling that a Lizzo. I thought that was still an
error. You know what? It wouldn't have been called a Lizzo if Lizzo wasn't a sanctimonious double downing bitch.
Dude, if a person is rich and catered to on a regular basis, they're probably going to develop some sort of complex like that at some point or other.
Yeah,
there's very, you know, it's bound to happen. I'm sure there are plenty of nice people in Hollywood and in the music industry stuff that are super popular and famous and have lots of money, but you're bound to be a spoiled brat at some point when you're basically catered to constantly. Anyway, yeah.
I just like, look, she's JoJo Siwa is going to be mean. Is it not even a stereotype that people are mean? She was just mean. It's not like she literally hurt anybody. Now, mind you, we don't know. I didn't look too far into it past like it coming up when I saw like the interview and was like, what's she talking about? And then she has like these black sequins on her face.
Oh, God.
And I'm just like, why does she look like a wrestler? She looks like a early 90s, late 80s pro wrestler. Like like if the Ultimate Warrior had like a Sting phase where he was trying to look like the Crow.
She's coming in, man. She's going to be part of this new era in the WWE. I don't know if you saw any of the WrestleMania news. Cody Rhodes won the belt, and there's all this new stuff.
The only thing I saw was The Rock in his figure skater outfit beat up some other wrestler, and Cody was there laying on the ground already, and then Undertaker shows up in his hoodie. Just a hoodie and a beanie. I think he might have had him.
He's like, I'm bored, and I'm going to hurt you.
He just looks like an angry old man. Like that. And then he chokeslams The Rock. I was like, really?
I'm old, but I'm going to hurt you.
Back in the day when Undertaker's knees worked, yeah, I believed he could do that, but I can't believe it now. It's too hard to believe it.
I love
The Undertaker.
I love The Undertaker too, but he's an old man.
He's the only reason why I watched wrestling. Since he left, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out.
He's an old man, man. He's an old man. Unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. And I guess he's got
it. Yeah, it happens.
It's just pushing the suspension
of
disbelief.
This isn't my generation of wrestling anymore. No,
well,
I told you,
it's the new, it's the Triple H generation. That's what they announced. Vince McMahon's gone. He's gone. You know, they've been blurring him out of videos and shit now, too.
He is the person who he said he was, essentially.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, like, he's basically a rapist. To some extent,
basically,
yeah.
I think it's like through coercion and shit like that.
Yeah, so yeah, whatever. Good for them. They're getting out in front of it, and they're like, "He's gone. Yeah. It's a new era. Triple H is in charge." Yeah,
and you know the thing is, they're just gonna shit on his name while he's getting paid in the background because he owns the fucking thing.
Well, I heard I saw an article that he sold a shit ton of his shares, so he basically divested a lot of his money. But apparently, The Rock is like owns a big stake in the company. The main company, and he's like got a lot of say and sway.
I mean,
now.
SmackDown was his show.
I know, and he's made gazillions of dollars from all the shitty movies he's made. So
yeah, but like my thing is, I feel like Vince doesn't need to work anymore. He's been rich forever.
He hasn't.
Why
needed
the
to
fuck
work in 20
let
years?
Let everyone shit on you, and then everyone's gonna forget, and you could live your rich man life. That's what I think he's gonna do.
It's because he was addicted to the spotlight and the attention. He needed it.
Yeah.
And then he did his little, he tried.
He got muscular. He started taking HGH with everyone else.
Yep, he did it back then and he's continued to do it now. Yep. And then he, do you remember the event, I forget what event it was. It was Raw or SmackDown or a pay-per-view or what, where he ran down to the ring and he jumped in. He blew out both his hamstrings as he got in the ring. And he just collapsed.
I think I've seen that clip.
Oh, it's so funny. And then I think last year at WrestleMania, Shane McMahon did the same thing. He ran down, slid in the ring for a match. He was supposed to have a match, and he just blew out a hamstring.
They have really bad genes, if that's the case.
That's all the fucking drugs they're pumping in their system.
Yeah,
to get
yeah very
them
true,
muscular.
Very true. They're just disintegrating their bodies.
Oh, my God. You want to get to our topic? Or?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the topic for
today. It's time to begin. The complaining.
All right, our topic. Why am I still? I'm still thinking about him blowing out his hamstrings as he ran into the ring and just collapsing. Show was great.
Oh my god!
All right, our topic for today is hardwares because we couldn't think of anything better to call them. But they're folks that refuse to do things anyway, but the hard way, and like pride themselves on it.
Just, yep.
Yep.
No, it's
good contribution.
I mean, yep. No, well, that sounds very self-explanatory. Why it do I need to say anything else?
I guess we didn't.
It's not
have
like to, I'm on a podcast or anything.
I guess we didn't need
I'm
to
make this hard for you.
We're just figured we'd mention it. We're not going to talk about it.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Woo! I could have started playing it, but I'm not going to.
Please don't.
But yeah, you ever know folks that like they just refuse? There's an easier way to do something, but they refuse to do it that way. They just have to take the hard route. I don't know if it's like because they want to martyr themselves and be like, well, I did it this way and it was harder than me.
My mother. I grew up with it.
I don't fucking get it. Like there could be
no.
It's like literally the two paths in the woods, and there's one that's like a paved road that you could walk down, and there's one that's covered in thorn bushes, and they're like, I'm going to go through the thorn bushes. I'm going to walk that way.
Like, I think for a lot of people, it is a sense of like pride of like, I went through it. But like, it's more like a first world country kind of pride.
Absolutely.
And then if you're from a third world country coming to America, and then you're just like, well, fucking these lazy fucks, I'm better than them, in that, at least in that, because I can fucking take it.
Well, to like, go back to like the hunters,
and so
like,
it feedback loops. Like
hunters, like there are people that hunt because it's fun and they like it, and then there are people I've known people that hunt and they're just like, yeah, I kill my own meat. Yeah, it's in mine. I'm like, well, you could just go and buy a fucking slab of beef, you know, down at this grocery store. I guess good for you.
But yeah, you killed and cooked your own meat. There's pride in that. Yeah,
sure, good.
But how much did you pay for that smoker? I'm quite sure that's like a small house.
You're not buying building a bonfire out there to cook that on. You're using that smoker there.
Like off the grid kind of, because it's literally always like going downhill, because again, you live in a society. And since you live in a society,
that's good.
You can't constantly pride yourself on like being better than other people because you don't live how they live. That means technically homeless people should be shitting on us all the time. Not literally.
Homeless
people who listen to this podcast.
Well, in San Francisco, they shit everywhere. Not on anybody.
But they should be shitting on us because they live rough.
Yeah. I'm living life the hard way.
But instead, no, we flip the switch and go, oh no, it's their fault. It's their fault that they're just being lazy.
They can't
bad decisions.
They're not living life the hard way. They're being lazy. They could get a job and go and work in an office building, but instead they choose to sleep on the street and eat scrap food. Panhandle for their money.
Yeah, it's just... Or, you know, the stereotype of men don't ask for directions. You know, this is before the GPS age.
Yeah, well, now it would be funny. Honey, take out your GPS. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to find my way there. I'm not taking out. But you got Google Maps and Waze on your phone. You got both of them.
Come on, computer.
I don't need no fucking Google bitch to tell me how to get there. I know where I'm going.
I like how I always have a Southern accent for you.
I don't know. Because Southern men typically, to me, are more masculine, gonna do things. I'm tough. I'm a tough guy.
I don't know.
I don't know why I go to the Southern accent.
I feel like there's people. Those are absolutely the people who like cut off their nose to spite their face because they can't think any further than like their eye line.
Oh, absolutely.
They feel like there's no worth in any of that because they're powerless. Ultimately, it's like a self-consciousness. That they have about their own existence where they have to do everything fucking absolutely bug nuts difficult.
Well, it's like I said, it's the martyr syndrome. It's having to feel like they're a martyr and they're like, yeah, I had to do things the hard way. Feel bad for me. I didn't have life as easy as you because I chose the hard way to do things.
Yeah. You know, I realize in our sphere, I don't know if you consider yourself a gamer per se, but in the gamer sphere, my favorite ones were Dark Souls players, which would be myself.
Oh my god! I didn't even think of that aspect.
Fighting game players, are like that.
Yeah, let me put this on the hardest fucking difficulty.
I don't want to enjoy it. I don't want to fucking enjoy this game. I want to just, I want to be accomplished in this thing that's supposed to be made for recreation.
I want to hate the next 90 hours of my life, but when I'm done with it, be able to say that I did it. I spent 90 hours in pain.
I do like how the overall zeitgeist really, don't take the people who do this seriously, the get good, the people who say get good.
Yeah.
They don't take them seriously because it's like a balance I'm starting to notice with the society, with the fandom. And again, there's still a lot of those toxic assholes out there.
Sure, sure.
But where it's just like, no, we don't want the game nerfed. Difficulty is a part of it. But at the same time, you are giving people options. So like when Elden Ring came out, there were people like, you can't use Ashes of War and summons because that makes the game too easy. It's like, well, if it's in the game not cheating, I'm going to fucking use it.
Okay.
But so then you're not getting good at the game. If I'm getting good at knowing when I'm supposed to use those things, that's just like saying, well, you shouldn't use healing items.
Well, maybe I'm
fuck you.
Maybe this applies to me. Maybe I like doing things the hard way, because when I play NHL online, I get so mad at the people that just use the glitches, because there's like just really glitchy ways to score goals in the game. Like if you do this, you're going to score a goal. Like one of the big ones is you can just skate to the red line on the side of the net and just kind of keep the puck and try to not let the other player get it. And it's hard because they changed the game where like the ways you get the puck, poke checking and like stick lifting and stuff, make it really easy to get penalties now. So you can't just spam those. Yeah. They'll just protect the puck and wait there and wait for one of their AI players to go to the other side of the net and get open. And they just pass it across to them and they shoot it in the net, in the open net. And there's so many players that's all they do. And I've watched the world championships and like half of the world championship players, that's all they do. They get the puck, they go down to the side of the net, they curl around and try to protect the puck so that the other player can't get it. And they just literally wait for the AI to get open and then pass it over and they throw it one time into the net.
It's an exploit.
And it's an exploit. But I get so mad when I play online and people do that. I'm like, we're not playing hockey now. You're just glitching the same thing over. Like, why are you even playing the game? You're just going down and doing the same thing over and over again. My favorite line is,
how are you having fun?
That's what I mean. Like, my favorite line, I always say, like, if you're just going to do the same thing over and over again, why don't you go jerk off? At least you get to come at the end.
God.
Like, why are you doing, like, you're not enjoying the game, the fun of it, of setting up the plays and passing the puck around and trying to avoid the defense and keep the puck away from the defense and set up a good play. You're just exploiting an exploit over and over again. And like literally the people that are playing on the world championship level just do this over and over. That's how they play. And it's just like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe I'm just doing things the hard way.
I know what one of my major things when it has to do with like doing things the hard way, and again, it has to do with pride, is somebody who purposefully is trying to humiliate me. Actively go against, knowing, even if I'm wrong, I know that I will push back. I will admit my wrongness in the scenario, but I will start arguing their intent. And that really gets to me. And comment sections. That is my thing that I like. The easiest thing to do is to just not
ignore it.
Read it.
Yeah.
Go away.
Absolutely.
But I just don't do it because I want to, I don't know what I'm, I feel like I want to have like to find like somebody out there to go, okay, you know, this conversation was constructive. And I've had that at least twice on the internet.
Yeah. That's fair.
Once on TikTok, which was weird, but
people comment on TikTok.
I feel
like it's just like doom scrolling videos.
You have a very limited,
like
character.
I never think of comment sections on TikTok. I always it's just doom scrolling videos.
Don't go to it. Just don't go to it. Just don't do it. Don't do it to yourself.
I mean,
I know, do as I say, not as I do.
I very rarely open TikTok now because every time I open it, it's the same three types of videos it's nothing interesting to me.
I literally only open it because I have very specific friends that send me like very specific comedy memes.
That was the only time I ever opened it.
Oh, that's funny, and that's it.
When you would send me videos.
Oh, yeah, when I send you stuff.
That's like the only time I ever opened the app. That was the only time. I don't know. I get so sick of it. I think of, you know, when I think of people like that do things the hard way, I think of jobs I used to have. I remember being when I was a back room supervisor, right? We'd get a truck delivery in a retail store. So we'd get like 150 boxes, say, right? They're all filled with different shit. Some of them are mixed. Some of them are all one type of thing. And I remember coming in and the old manager would just be like, okay, you take a box and you go out on the floor and you open it and you go put everything away. And I'd be like, why don't we just open all the boxes here and sort them so that it's like, okay, there's four different sections of the store. Why don't we put all the action figures in one box and put all the CDs in one section and then take them to the section instead of you taking a box out there and going, oh, two CDs and walking over to the CD section going, oh, here's two action figures and walking across the store to the action figures. You're like, no, that's not how we do it. That's not how we do it. We take the boxes out on the flatbed and you empty the boxes out and then you come back and get more boxes.
Targeted Overnight did that.
Be like, that doesn't make any sense. Why don't we just spend an hour sorting them back here and then you take all the boxes for one section out and you're not walking across the store 50 times. You know, stuff like that used to drive me fucking nuts. And it happened in every job I had. There was somebody that had refused to do things the easy way. They had to do it the most difficult possible way. I guess
I know
through pure stubbornness. I don't know. That's the only thing I could figure.
Yeah, during the beginning of COVID, I had that problem. I used to work at FedEx. I used to load the trucks. And so it was a night job work over. But what people would do, and this drove me fucking nuts, we all had 2 to 3 trucks until people started leaving and you have to take 4 or 5 or however many trucks you can get to.
Right.
Or somebody doesn't come in. And so we'd have 3 trucks at a time and people would start loading the truck from the front, not the front of the car, but the front of the back of the truck where you go in to the back instead of going to the back and filling it up towards the front.
Makes no sense. No sense.
And there's like a top tray, a middle tray, and then the ground.
Yeah.
And they'll put, obviously you put heavy, big shit on the ground.
I mean,
and just for some reason, like they'll drag the, and any large package that's like way too big, you put it on the side of the truck and you load that shit in later, or you wait until the driver shows up.
Yeah, that makes, because
they might be very specific.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I encountered that all the time. People that wanted to do things the hardest possible way. When I, you know, every job I had, there was somebody that wanted to do things the hard way. But it's just, I don't know. Like I said, it's stubbornness. It's like that martyr thing.
Yeah. Oh, you want to have something. My mother was more of the martyr type. She wanted to have something to complain about. She needed to have something to complain about.
That is a big one. That is a big one. Just do with it. It's like, you. What are you complaining about? You could just do that instead. No. Nope.
Like, no, I bust my butt to be able to do X, Y, Z, and nobody ever appreciates it. Well, I don't appreciate it because I gave you a better suggestion and you said, fuck it's you,
like,
no.
It's like Sisyphus pushing that fucking rock up the hill and it's like, hey, buddy, there's a pickup truck right there. You want to load that boulder in the truck?
Yeah, no. Or just don't, because there's no reason for that rock to be on top of the hill. Well, I don't see any incentive for you to do it.
I'm just saying if he had
No, I'm just saying he doesn't have to do it, but he decides to do it.
Well, no, he's punished to do it. He has to do it.
But what is the punishment if he doesn't do it?
I don't know. Maybe he has to push 2 rocks. Maybe they make him push 2 rocks up the hill.
His punishment is that he's too stupid to know that he doesn't have to do it.
What if they're going to put hot fire pokers up his ass? I don't know.
But they didn't say that. As far as I know, none of that is just a, you are cursed to roll a boulder uphill and then it's going to fall down the other side because the hill is literally 2-dimensional.
I'm going to ask Google Gemini. I'm not going to ask ChatGPT. I want to ask Google Gemini because it's going to be dumber. Why did Sisyphus have to push the rock up the hill? Let's see what Google says.
Sisyphized.
He earned his punishment by angering the gods. He was known for trickery. He cheated death. He also offended the gods with his ignorance and pride. They condemned him to an eternity of frustrating labor, endlessly pushing a boulder. Just as he pushed it up, it was a constant reminder. But why did he have to do it.
No, 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 not why he, what would happen if he doesn't do it?
What would, yeah, give me the same fucking thing. What would happen if he didn't
great do radio, it? Great radio.
Yeah, me typing. Oh, the myth doesn't tell us exactly what would happen, but there are a few possibilities. He could face further punishment. Oh, nothing happens. Perhaps the rock would simply say his foot.
Nothing
or, happens. Or freedom or another task. It's possible that they'd make him just do something else.
Like his, like that's the dumbest goddamn punishment.
Fuck you, Google. The beauty of the myth lies in its ambiguity.
It's not ambiguous. It's just stupid. It's legitimately just stupid. Your punishment is to do something you don't want to do.
Dude, Sisyphean.
Then I just won't do it.
Sisyphean is one of my favorite words to use.
Sisyphean?
A Sisyphean task. Just a pushing a rock uphill task. And you just fucking ruined it. You ruined it. I'm never going to be able to use that word again without thinking of, or you could just not do it. God damn it. I fucking love that word, and it's fucked now.
You want to talk about how great the Greeks were, but that story was a real big shit. It was the dumbest
fucking
thing.
I love Greek mythology. I loved it when I was growing up. I had a whole book of Greek myths, and I would read it constantly. I read through the book like 4 times because I thought they were great. Just really interesting stories. And you just totally fucked in the ass one of my favorite ones. One. Well, I'm never going to bring up any other ones, but I don't have words that I don't say.
Prometheus is one of my favorites.
I don't say a Promethean task. I've never said that before. Sisyphean's the word I like.
He doesn't have a
you
task.
Fucked it up.
What? Okay. What about Atlas? Atlean. An Atlean task.
No.
He has to hold up the goddamn world.
I don't care about that. That's stupid.
Even though gravity doesn't exist outside of the world itself. So
yeah, also,
what is he
we got spaceships. So he's not, there's nobody holding anything. It doesn't, it's bullshit. Man. So
just imagine Atlas getting poked in the eye by random satellites. They're just like, keep putting out of Earth.
Satellite right up his ass.
It's gone.
Gosh, fucking damn it. Satellites up my ass. And I mean, rockets can
you know
be very phallic.
Flat earthers. Flat earthers believe in Atlas. They
really?
Atlas is just a giant waiter in outer space holding a tray, and that tray is Earth.
Here's the tray. Here's the Earth.
Now, here's the reason why I say that, because I saw a video, and I know we have flat earthers on our list, but this video lives rent-free
in my
head.
You know what's a Sisyphean task doing this fucking podcast with you? God damn it.
You should have saved that for, the actual end.
Whatever. Keep going.
But he's just a waiter in space holding Earth, and it's because of this video, this guy, he goes, you know why the Earth is flat, right? Like, watch this. He grabs a ball, he goes, you said the Earth is covered in water, it's mostly water, but water can't be on a globe. And he pours water on the ball, and it runs off. I went, please tell me you're joking. Please tell me you're just not
joking.
This stupid.
He was doing things the hard way.
For the love of God, tell me you're not this
stupid.
He's
that
he
stupid.
Seems sincere enough.
He's that stupid. He's that stupid.
But I was just like, please, please don't. You're just tearing us down.
I mean,
you know you're on the planet, right?
To be fair, the water does fall off the ball.
I was just so
I wish
done.
That was like, you should have just come and been like, can you do me a favor? I want you to make a little tiny man. And I want you to put him on the side of the ball. Tell me what happens. Tell me what happens.
Well, the thing that gets me is, one, that was before my aggro phase. I'm in my aggro phase now.
Me too. I love my aggro phase.
But I was just like, and I said this to somebody else who was I don't think he was a flat earther, but he was an apologist for it.
Okay.
Him and I, when I was in truck driving school. And I was just like, here's the crazy thing. Have you ever had an ant on your car? And then, because he was like, if the world's spinning so fast, why aren't we flinging off? Went, have you ever had an ant on your car and you drove really fast and you parked wherever you were going to and the ant's still on your goddamn car?
Yeah.
Size and aerodynamics and all that shit matters.
Sure.
We are infinitesimally tiny.
The force of the gravity keeping the ant in the car is greater than the force of the friction that would keep the... the wind blown against
it. I'm not even getting into the science stuff because we weren't talking about science. We're just talking about like
science. Bitch, I did science.
Two dumb plebeians who are just out talking about the Earth itself. It's like, look, I'm not, again, I have not circumvented the Earth, but you as another military guy have flown all over the Earth along with me. We weren't together, but we were in two different military. But you were in the Air Force of all places. Do you think half of your radar systems and shit would work if they were lying about that shit?
I mean, sure.
Do the math. I'm bad at math, so you do it.
To go back to the eclipse, I saw an article that was like, will people in planes still be able to see the eclipse? Or
no, they're going to actually end up landing right on the moon.
Oh, they're so close to the moon, they won't be able to see it. They're so far up in the air.
When the moon covers the sun, it actually is a black hole, and anything above the clouds just gets sucked right into it. It just opens up to an Applebee's in Texas. I don't get it.
There's nothing better to me than people when somebody just says or thinks something dumb. And it's happened to me countless times. You better.
Yeah, it's a brain malfunction.
I know, but I love it. It's so good.
No, it's just your brain kind of doing this diagnostic thing and saying, here, dumb thought. And you're just like, with all the things I know in life, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you think about it for more than like 30 minutes. So you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's really dumb.
Yeah, I was dumb. I was being dumb.
It's like, well, you can't see the curve of the Earth. The ant on the car. It probably cannot see the curve of the car.
No, it can't.
What the fuck are you talking about? And they have more eyes than us.
I don't know. I think some concepts are just too abstract for a simpleton brain to grasp.
A singular brain can't, and that's
why they do things the hard way.
Yeah, that's why I forget things.
I forget things all the time.
Information gone.
Well, I mean, our brains have. I'm pretty sure my brain has reached capacity already. You know, I think there's limited amount. It's got to be like storage, like terabytes of data in a hard drive, right? There's got to be so much storage my brain can hold. I'm pretty sure it's full.
Mm.
So I think new things come in and push out old things that are hopefully not as important. And then I'll remember the dumbest shit, though.
I guess last thing I have to say. So there's a show. I love improv. And there's a show from Dropout TV, which is its own app.
Yep.
Used to be College Humor. Yep. Called Dropout's Very awesome. Important... Very Important People.
Oh, yes, I've watched that one.
I love Very Important People.
Have I watched that one?
The host is Vic. I can't remember her last name.
Oh, yes, I've seen... I haven't
she
watched...
plays a journalist who interviews like her, you know, her co-workers.
In character,
but they
right?
get like, yeah, they get like makeup and everything. Yes. They have like an hour to make up their character.
I've seen it
a few clips
of it, yeah.
That is such a brilliant fucking concept.
It is fantastic.
If you want to talk about hard mode, that's fucking hard mode. Those are people I respect going the hard, like taking it things
absolutely.
Most difficult.
Dropout is great. Do you have to have a subscription to Dropout?
You have to have a subscription, have and one? I might end up dropping. I get clips.
Oh, you're watching.
And there's
clips.
Like one episode that I was able to get access to.
I may have to subscribe because all the like make some noise.
All of their shows are really good.
They're such good shows. They're funny as hell.
No Laugh Newsroom was one of my favorite old shows. I don't know if they still do it.
I'm not sure. I may have to. That's a thing I've been thinking about for a long time, getting a subscription to, but I don't know. I mean,
yeah, like I have to kill a subscription in order to get a subscription.
Well, I don't subscribe to anything. So, and I actually think some of the shows may be available on my other. My one subscription I have.
Let's not say that too loud.
Arr, matey. That's all I'll say. All right. I guess we're wrapping the podcast up. Don't do things the hard way. Sometimes it's okay to take the easy road.
No, you can do things the hard way. It's your choice.
Just don't bitch about it.
It's perfectly fine. Just one, if you're going to do it, don't complain, like you said. Or it's okay sometimes to just not.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to just take the easier road.
It's okay to use the soft toilet paper.
You know what I love? I love those commercials with the bears. My ass isn't that clean.
So they're furry.
There's
literally
a commercial where the one bear's like, why is my ass not clean? Oh, it wasn't charming paper.
Do you know how many like toilet paper balls are wrapped up in that dog's butt, the bear's butthole.
Single
like
bears everywhere.
Just like this.
They're bears.
It's not.
They're bears. They don't have fucking, they don't wipe. They don't have cheeks. Why is it that we have to wipe and animals don't? That's not fair.
Why, what?
Why do we have to wipe our asses and like animals don't? It's not fair.
Because we have cheeks.
Yeah, but it's not fair. Why do we have to have cheeks?
Animals just have like a wall hole, and then there's a butthole in the middle.
Yeah, but that's not fair to us.
I mean,
you want to talk about
where we're shaped?
You want to talk about intelligent design not being real?
I'm not. Why do we I'm have to wipe willing, after? I am not poops? Willing to give up cheeks.
Why I gotta wipe after poops, God? Huh? This,
bad design. Bad design.
Bad design, God. Why I gotta wipes after poops?
And why are my knees forward? They should be backwards.
Yeah, then I can suck my own.
No, this is for moving
fast. That's the wrong one. That's the
wrong one, doofus.
I'll cut
it's already over.
I'll cut that
the planning
out.
Is over.
I'll cut that out later. All right. I got to find the outro there.
This asshole's doing shit the hard way.
When it comes to this interface that I still haven't figured out almost 50 episodes in, I do things the hard way. I said doo-doo.
Ah, you child.
Nothing funnier than a doo-doo joke. Fucking
I hate you.
Goddamn fucking Sisyphus. Peace.
Doo-doo.